We're talking now about one of history's most famous secret societies, Freemasons. You know, as I say, Freemasonry and secret society, it's a little bit of a misnomer being famous. But at the same time, they are actually pulling back their shroud of secrecy to attract some new members here in Australia. According to an article published by the ABC yesterday, Grand Lodges in Victoria and New South Wales have used social media campaigns to recruit new members, and young Aussies are increasingly choosing to become part of the famous fraternity. So who are the Freemasons? What do they do? Why would you want to join up? To answer these questions, we are joined this morning by Stephen Green, Grand Secretary of the United Grand Lodge of New South Wales and the ACT. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program, Steve.
You're welcome.
So Freemasons, the most famous secret society, as I say, tell me, how do you actually have a famous secret?
Well, look, I don't know that it's necessarily a secret society. It's a society with secrets. That's certainly a point that we like to clarify these days, that I'm sure many of your listeners would have seen Masonic centres in their suburbs and in their towns. And so it's not a secret that we exist. Just the things that we do a little bit behind the scenes. We've always been one to do things without a lot of fanfare. And I guess because we do things quietly behind the scenes, people forget about us, and young men maybe don't look to join our organisation as opposed to some of the others that have been around.
I've always been a little bit curious behind the veil of secrecy, what do Freemasons actually spend their time doing? I'm not sure what you're allowed to tell us, Stephen, but what's actually involved with being a Freemason?
Well, look, it's the use of ceremonial and ritual to enhance a person's character and his life. And by doing that, engendering in him the feeling of charitable acts. It's a system that is designed for character growth and enlightenment.
Now, I understand the Freemasons are looking to recruit some new members. Traditionally, how have people been recruited into the Freemasons?
In the past, and I guess this is where this sort of secrecy comes into it. In the past, we waited for a younger family member, a son, a nephew, a grandson, to approach us, and that was considered to be, you know, proper solicitation. And if you sort of went and asked someone to specifically, oh, I think you should join, that was considered improper. Now we've had to revise that a little bit and ensure that our members understand what is proper as opposed to improper solicitation. And the part of that is the use of new modern technology to help us do that recruitment.
And what's actually been involved with the current recruitment campaign?
Well, we certainly have for a number of years now used the internet, and we have a presence, our own website. And, of course, it's important for us to ensure that our website is ranked highly on Google so that when people type in Freemasonry, our site is the one that they hit first up, and it's right on the top of the list. And then from there, they're able to go on into our website and read some of the material available there and get a better understanding of the true meaning of Freemasonry as opposed to some of the other stuff that's floating around on the internet, which just enhances that idea of secrecy.
Well, certainly a lot of young Australians these days are in a very charitable frame of mind. And if Freemasonry is involved with, you know, considering charitable acts and the like, you would think there'd be some intrigue at the very least if people were at least to understand it. Have you seen much in the way of young Aussies taking an interest?
Oh, look, we've always had a reasonable number of younger applicants. After the First and Second World War, there was... yeah, you know, we had a lot of 20 to 30 year olds were joining our ranks, and that was, I think, in part due to their camaraderie that they'd experienced in their service years, and so they were looking for a similar camaraderie and an organisation that would give them that sort of sense of being and longing, and so they certainly joined. But we've always had younger men join. We have a number of lodges where there's 52% of the members are under 40. Another one with 46% of their members are under age 40, and so on. There's, you know, we have a number of lodges that certainly are attracting the younger man, and we sort of encourage that.
Absolutely intriguing. Stephen, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome. Anytime.